This is Father John Zulsdorf, Father Z, with today's Lentcast. In these 5-minute daily Lentcasts, we will explore some facet of this penitential time of Lent as we discipline ourselves with prayer, fasting, and almsgiving in preparation for Easter. It's Friday of the second week of Lent, and the Roman station is San Vitale, the titular cardinal of which is Adam Cardinal Maida, Emeritus Archbishop of Detroit. One of the past titular cardinals of San Vitale was St. John Fisher, the Bishop of Rochester, martyred for the faith by the murderous Henry VIII of England. St. Vitalis was an ancient martyr, perhaps a soldier, who was racked to death near Ravenna, maybe in the time of the Emperor Marcus Aurelius. Another story has him being buried alive. Well, perhaps both happened. Perhaps first he was racked and then buried alive. Martyrs often had terrible ends, as their tormentors tried to kill them in various creative ways. Tradition has it that St. Vitalis was the father of Saints Gervasius and Protasius, martyrs also in Milan, whose relics were discovered by St. Ambrose, and whose tomb they now share. The church San Vitale in Rome was built on the site of a shrine to the martyrs Gervasius and Protasius, and St. Vitalis' name was eventually added. And the church itself is the last of the tituli in the ancient lists, meaning it's the most recent. When you visit the church in Rome off the Via Nazionale, you go down many stairs in order to reach the porch that was added later. It shows how far down below the surface many ancient things are in Rome. A lot of things in our faith are down below the surface. We have to sometimes go down deep to find them. The epistle and the gospel of the extraordinary form have Joseph being cast into the pit by his brothers, and then in the gospel the parable of the Lord about the son of the man who owned the vineyard being slain by the wicked servants. Both foreshadow the passion and death of the Lord, a death which St. Vitalis as a martyr reflected in his own perfect moment of final perseverance. From St. Ambrose of Milan on the Gospel of Luke. And the angel came in unto her. Let us learn from this virgin how to bear ourselves. Let us learn her modesty. Let us learn by her devout utterance. Above all, let us learn by the holy mystery enacted. It is the part of a maiden to be timid, to avoid the advances of men, to shrink from men's addresses. Would that our women would learn from the example of modesty here set before us. She upon whom the stare of men had never been fixed was alone in her chamber and was found only by an angel. There was neither companion nor witness there, that what passed might not be debased in gossip. And the angel greeted her. Today's collect from the extraordinary form in the St. Andrew Daily Missal is, Grant us, we implore you, Almighty God, that by means of this fast which cleanses us, we may come with pure minds to the sacred solemnities which are approaching. The collect for the ordinary form in the new corrected version is, Grant, we pray, Almighty God, that, purifying us by the sacred practice of penance, you may lead us in sincerity of heart to attain the holy things to come. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Thanks for listening to today's Lentcast. This is Father John Zulsdorf wishing you a fruitful Lenten discipline. Until tomorrow, please pray for me as I will for you.